on the banks of the Grand River, high above the Alora Gorge. This is the Buzzer Podcast. Indie music, new releases, industry insiders, out-of-the-box conversations with guests from the true north, from the west coast to the east coast to across the pond, and from down under. And now, here is Shay.
Hey, y'all. I am Shay. This is the Buzzer Podcast. Welcome and enjoy episode 60, First Music History for July 6th. Today in 1957, John Lennon and Paul McCartney met for the first time at the Walton Church Paris Fete, where the Quarrymen were appearing. As the Quarrymen were setting up for their evening performance, McCartney, eager to impress Lennon, picked up a guitar and played 20 Flight Rock by Eddie Cochran and Bebop-a-Lula by Gene Vincent. Paul impressed Lennon that night, even more so when McCartney showed Lennon and Eric Griffiths how to tune their guitars, something they had been paying somebody else to do for them. Today, Nikki Scorpio and Katie Kanakis come on the show. The duo call themselves the Sophisticated Psychos. Their focus is to promote morals, ethics, and values through their art, music, and creative expression. Enjoy the show. Hey, welcome, Nikki and Katie.
Hello, hello.
Thank you, Shay.
So one of you is in the New York City area and the other in the Bay Area.
So I'm actually currently in the Bay Area. However, I also reside in New York as well. So we're bi-coastal. Yeah, I'm heading back to NYC pretty soon.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about your backgrounds and how you came to doing what you do.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so I was raised in a very open-minded, you know, find spirituality and find God for yourself kind of home, and was open to different philosophies growing up. And thankfully, Kitty Aki introduced me to someone named Jeff Carrillo, who owns Starfire Water, who is an amazing, not only an ethical company, but he also keeps a really cool community and crowd around him. And he introduced me to subtle energy. And I've always been a big believer in wellness, healing, meditation, as I've gone on a journey myself, still on it. And I felt it would be cool because I love not only, you know, giving people something that benefits them, but also opening up a door to say, this is possible with music, that in our day to day now, especially with everything going on, that we can give people some peace and you know, some added benefits, and really wanted to, you know, do something to be really a voice for the community of healers, really, and to introduce people into that.
What I find very interesting is the healing properties that are melded into your music. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yes. For me, there's different forms of sound healing, and Kay can talk about what she's into. But for example, the song that I just released has all different nine frequencies, all different nine solfeggio frequencies. So you're relieving pain, stress, tissue, organs, fear, guilt. You know, you're repairing your DNA, relationships, you're finding more solutions, self-expression, getting things into order. So it's the more you listen to our music, the more you're going to feel the benefits of it. Okay, you want to take that?
Yeah. I'll take it and then share my side as well. People, depending on the vibe, you can listen to it when you're working out. It's great for working out. It's great for like unwinding if you're cleaning your house. It's great if like, for inspiration, if you're going on a run. You can listen to it like anytime, no problem. So for me personally, I grew up in the Detroit electronic music scene before like DJs were like huge in Western civilization, and I would be attuned to sound, you know, and I got really into my spiritual path, into sound therapy, gongs, you know, crystal bowls and and healing frequencies. And then.
And you're referring to something like sound bowl frequencies, are you not?
Pardon? Yes. Yeah. I love sound bowls. Yeah. And like Nikki said, just being in the, you know, in the conscious community over the years, you know, we've been putting healing frequencies into our music. And so for me, during the pandemic, at the beginning of the pandemic, I pivoted and I took all of my music and I compiled 22 tracks that I had made. And I'm like, oh, my God, these could be. And they were all, and I put them in genres. One was hypnotic energy, one's called house, and then so forth. So there's five of them, and they're EPs. So I'm like, oh my God, I have five albums here that I can release. And so what I decided to do was during the pandemic, I released, I'll take you through my vessel. So what I did was October 20th, 2020, I decided out of all the healing frequencies, it's like a kid in a candy store, you can pick which one. So for me, Hypnotic Energy EP, the first one that I released out of these five EPs, is I chose 639 healing frequencies, which fosters forgiveness, not only for self, but in our relationships and for others. And I felt like on a planetary level, like we all needed to do a lot more forgiving, like being in the pandemic, everyone being how they were. I'm like, oh my God, our planet needs like a lot more forgiving. So I'm releasing, it's an EP called Full House, and it's five different house tracks inspired by DJ Bad Boy Bill. I felt like, okay, like I've done a lot of forgiving. I spent the last, like, you know, during this whole pandemic, doing a lot of forgiving for myself, a lot of forgiving of my family and people in my environment, and just a lot of forgiving of choices I've made in the past, just to kind of like, you know, recalibrate. And I felt like my soul and my vessel this time around moved to now removing guilt and removing fear. So in this Full House EP, and they'll see it has 396 healing frequencies, which removes guilt and fear. And so that's where I am right now. And I've been on the process of just removing guilt and removing fear.
Well, thank you for sharing that incredible story. So how did the two of you meet?
Oh man, I love telling this story. Okay, so I had a recording studio in Hell's Kitchen in New York on 45th Street between 10th and 11th Avenue. And I came in at a kind of abnormal time, like it was a little bit later than I would have normally come in. And I heard as I was walking into my studio, because there was a couple different rooms there, and as I was walking into my studio, I heard a voice and I said, oh, that's interesting. And they were doing spoken word poetry. And so I'm like, oh, I have to meet this person. I've never heard any poets in, you know, the studio. And so the producer I was working with at the time, he goes, why is the door open? And I say, hold on, I've got a plan. And so as soon as her door opened, I told the producer, I said, play our song. So he plays our song, because intuitively I knew that this was going to happen. She walked into the studio that I was in. We locked eyes and I fell out of my chair and my hat flew off my head. And that was it. So it was music, art, and love at first sight. And, you know, the story gets a little bit interesting from there, that it involved, you know, Kay was fortunate enough to get into an amazing acting class, and it was pretty much full time for, what was it, 8 months, right?
18 months. It was with Susan Batson. She's Nicole Kidman's personal acting coach, Juliette Binoche, Oprah, Madonna, Zac Efron, Liv Tyler. The list goes on. She's amazing. Susan, yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, so really a great opportunity. And she's like, you know, I got to do this. It's going to take up pretty much all of my day. And in my mind, I'm like, I know a good thing when I see one. Right. So I'm like, oh, wait. So I keep going and I'm doing my thing in life and I'm making progression. And finally, when she gets out of the class, then her team says that they need her in Los Angeles. And so she goes to Los Angeles. And you know how it is when you meet somebody amazing and they step away, you're like, wow, I need to pursue that. And so I pursued it. I drove across the United States and arrived in Los Angeles. Actually took me about 2 days. I was a man on a mission. I didn't do it by myself. Amazing. Yeah. But I drove about 60-70% of the way. And that was where it started. It was this, I'm a very intuitive based person. And, you know, it was we have something amazing. There's a spark and a connection between us. I think that we can do something great. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but let's go on a journey. And it's been a journey of not only of art and, you know, of love, but also of being able to have someone in your life who shows you your blind spots and brings out the best when maybe you don't see certain things. So yeah, that's it. And the music comes in of us just wanting to show and show love to people and share love and bring love into the mainstream.
So what is your side of the story, Katie?
So what happened on my side of things, and Nikki, like you said, he came in late, normally goes early, but he came in late. And I was like, you know, Paris Fashion Week, let's go. And I'm like doing my poetry and I come out and it was just this magnetic energy of like, whoosh, like that. And like, yeah, I totally saw him, like his hat fell off his head and he like stumbled like off the ground to get it. And I'm just like trying not to laugh. But like he was like had the door open, hoping I would come out for a bathroom break or something, you know. And now it's 8 years later, you know what I mean? So it's been a while, and we created in 2014. We created collectively The Sophisticated Psychos, and so. And about The Sophisticated Psychos, it wasn't just music. We ended up creating web series and shorts through films, through the SAG, through the union, because I'm a union member. So Nikki did the scoring, mixing, mastering on some of the web series and the films that we did through the union. He acted in these productions. And so we started like a production. So it's our brand, The Sophisticated Psychos. And we had some clothing and stuff, but we're doing a whole revamp with like our merch, but it's going to be like a fashion line, The Sophisticated Psychos. He edits everything. Like he's self-taught. He's an amazing editor. He just learned, like, I think in 2018 was the first thing he edited, a music video I directed. We both produced it when we were on the islands of Greece. I'm Greek. So I took him in 2018 to Greece for a month and we bopped around to 8 different islands. We wrote some songs there. We recorded songs there. We shot music videos there, but we produced it, filmed it. Nikki did all the editing, mixing, mastering. So now he has all these amazing like credits as like, you know, as like a mixer and mastering and stuff. So it just became more than just music, and the intentional messages in our music, like the vibes, the tones, the words, the sound. Now you know about the frequencies, but also the messages of the visualizations of what you hear and what we're saying. We do, Nikki says, he'll tell it better than me, but how he and I align are through ethics, morals, and values. He's like the boy version of me and I'm like the girl version of him. We're just so strict with our morals, ethics, and values about being a voice and a role model for not only our elders, but, you know, for the younger generations to come as well. We want to be the voices. We're not perfect, but there are people out there who are like doing things and they're like, I'm not the role model, don't look at me. But it's like, you have millions of people looking at you. It's a social responsibility when you're an artist, and people are attuned differently, but he and I attuned in a way where it's feel good comedy and it can be wild and crazy and dramatic and absurd. And we can put all the, like, you know, the neurotransmitters and the scientific cool things involved, but it circles back around to like always being family friendly, always like wanting to invite you to go on a journey and have a cool experience as artists. And like, you don't have to struggle. Like it can be fun and colorful. Like it's supposed to be, like life is, you know what I mean? Like when we're young, we're taught to color. And then when we're old enough and we're drawing rainbows, they're like, are you gay? And it's like, wait a minute, why are you shunning on me because I love rainbows and colors? And you're asking me if I'm possibly gay. I'm like, when I was a child, that's what I was given, crayons to color with, to play with. So it's so weird how like someone can like embrace you and say, do this, do that. Or they're like on a, parents are like, no, don't do this. Don't do this. They're domesticating you. And then they want you to go out and like live all your dreams and your best life, but you've been told so many times. People are in their little cocoons and they're scared to try anything new because they think they're going to get in trouble or they need other people's approval. So we're breaking the barriers when I talk about all this stuff that I just like went in a circle about, but we're kind of like, that's what the sophisticated psychos is about. We're like breaking the barriers through entertainment, audio and visual.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. And you are successful at it.
You know, I'm reading something right now that's talking about remembering how magic you are. And to your point, I was thinking about this and talking about this with my mom the other day, that like when I was about 4 or 5 years old, I was so close to God that the world that I lived in, that I went kind of like in and out of the quote unquote real world, but I always felt very, very connected to that and had a very deep understanding of who I was and that, you know, being an infinite being. And I think really we as humans need to remember that and tap into that part of ourselves, because there's so much, you know, there's so much that's promoted right now where it gets people, even people that are at the level of coaching and thought leaders, that are saying like, hold on, like what's going on now? We're questioning the way that we used to do things. And I think that there's a root concern, and it's just being that kid of like, it doesn't matter that it looks that way. If you tell me at 5 years old that the floor is made of hot lava, there's hot lava on that floor. And I want to be able to walk into 2021 and the future knowing I don't care what the news tells me. I don't care what politics tells me. We're human beings. And when we can respect each other's journeys, when we can understand that we are infinite beings, then we can have a different conversation that's more connected and less divisive.
Well, that's a great lead up to your song, Irregular. Tell me about that song.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. So I produced this song and I wrote it at a point where I was like, you know what? I'm either going to love myself now and I'm going to love myself unconditionally and I'm going to make every choice that I make the correct one, or I'm going to continue to be in this other position that I know too well. And so I wrote that to say, yeah, I do make mistakes. Yeah, I am hard on myself. Yeah, sometimes I am stubborn. You know what? I'm human and I'm okay with that. And I'm not going to shame myself for that. And also for all of us who have ever been told, like Kitty Aki spoke about, for those of us who have been told, don't be this way, you're wrong, why are you doing it this way? To have that anthem, to have that reminder of, I am going to be different and I'm going to love myself for it. And I'm not going to explain it. I choose happiness. So that is that.
So we're going to listen to the song Irregular right now.
You
interesting track, Nikki.
Yes. This song. Yeah. It's interesting when I produced it, because on the production side and on the songwriting side, I very much channeled the melody, the lyrics and everything. And I really wanted to, especially for this song, cause it's loud. It's like new rock and roll, that when music comes out of different genres, you know, ever since rock and roll and blues was born, that it's always been like, whoa, what is that? And I wanted to give the younger generation, since they're so much more open to mental health and talking about anxiety and healing as well, spirituality from different angles, that I wanted to make that music for the young kids to say, like, this is, I can grow up now at 13 years old and say, like, I'm good enough and I'm worthy.
Well, I think you accomplished that with this release.
Thank you.
So tell me about the video series that you are doing right now, Couples Therapy on YouTube.
Nikki plays Nikki. I play myself, and Alessandra, she's already non-union, so it doesn't matter. She's called the Wacky Therapist, and we're all three voiceover actors. So we've produced stuff in the past together, the three of us collectively. She's an amazing musician. And so we created, during the pandemic, we created Couples Therapy because, you know, we wanted to create something, and we literally, Alessandra was, we were coast to coast, and we literally did it on Zoom. And the whole pun and purpose of being on lockdown during Couples Therapy, the premise is two kids in their condo in New York City, like on lockdown, can't leave. And they have this wacky therapist who, like, Nikki can tell you stories of like what this wacky therapist says. So we just thought it was a fun thing to do, to be creative, to utilize our talents, our voices, and to maybe give some people some laughs, but also like educate people and kind of just like be channels of like, roar, like this is what I'm feeling right now. And just like, kind of like everyone's kind of going insane and just kind of laugh at it. But so that's how we created it. We did season one. It went so well. We created season two.
Anything to add, Nikki?
I would love to extend off of what was said. So the reason why Couples Therapy was actually started was we had a therapist, and this is the thing, right? Like, I was raised, my mom always introduced me to a lot of different things that were cultural and educational and funny, like Carol Burnett, Lucille Ball. And I've always fed, as soon as I met Kay, I'm like, you're the next in line. Like, I showed her Carol Burnett. I'm like, that's you. You're funny. You're talented. You bring people together. The world needs that. A funny woman who's educational. And I'm confident enough to be like the Desi Arnaz, the healthy version in that relationship, to say like, shine and be a powerful woman. So there was a point where we were talking with this woman, and there was a communication of, you know, setting a boundary. Every healthy relationship has a boundary. And there was a point where Kay was saying, I want to have my time in my space. And I'm giving you the short condensed version.
Oh, that's incredible. So Katie, we spin Playhouse soon. Anything about the creation of a song that we should know?
Out of all of them, I think it's the most fun. I just wanted to honor this one, so people can feel the play and remember to play and remember the power of play.
So now we're going to hear Playhouse. We'll be right back. So tell me about the EP, A Full House.
The EP is called Full House, and I'm in my house, my childhood house where I grew up in. And I purposely chose to release it in a tune and a line on my mother's birthday, because a lot of the guilt and a lot of the fear that I'm removing, I don't want to say all of it. There's a lot in life that's happened, but in part is, you know, removing guilt and fear that I feel that was some kind of bondage between my mother and I, and the divine femininity, and who closer than your mother, right? Is any female or Mother Earth to us. So I felt like with on a spiritual connection, like breaking generational trauma, rewriting a script, like after forgiving and having true peace with forgiving myself and others and moving into the guilt and the fear, I feel like it's kind of putting the polish of like really making peace with any guilt or fear that maybe I had with my mom or blamed my mom for, or any female for that matter. So that's kind of why I chose Playing House for you to play today and for this EP overall.
And you released a poetry book as well.
March 21st, which is actually my parents' anniversary. What great day to have an anniversary on World Poetry Day. March 21st, I released my first poetry book, my first book at all. Ever since I was 12, I wanted to release my own book. And it was so hard. As a writer, I went through so many hurdles trying to get a publishing deal, trying to like, you know, get someone to represent me to make it happen. And it was so difficult. And you know, we didn't have Amazon back then, and we didn't have, you know, Amazon self-publishing Kindle like we do now in paperback. And so it's called The Lover's Fairy Tale. You can go to loversfairytale.com. You can go to Amazon and get it. We also have merch. And the thing is, I traveled around the world and I was celibate for 7 years. Because when I was a kid, I saw the way girls were. I saw the way guys were. Wear a skirt to your knees. Girls always crying and whining about someone broke up with me or people cheating and all that. I'm like, I've been given this life. We as individuals have been given this beautiful life. What are we doing with our lives? And who is anyone to decide what's going to happen with my path besides myself and God? So I chose to go around the world and to experience God's grace and the universal law of life untainted in love. So A Lover's Fairy Tale is a love book, but it's not just love in partnership with another person. It's love of nature. It's love of culture. It's love of food. It's love of waterfalls. It's the love and the aesthetics of what's naturally been given to us, right? The universe is so powerful. It restores itself. It's so powerful and beautiful. And so I went around the world and I was writing all this poetry. But anyone who's listening and they contact me, I'll send them a gift of a signed copy by me as a gift. And when they go to loversfairytale.com and they put in their email, I have an automation set up where I send them. I actually produced spoken word music videos that go along with the written pieces. They all actually have a visual audio experience to the music videos as well.
So where's the best point of contact to follow the Sophisticated Psychos? The website?
The sophisticatedpsychos.com has all of our contact information. That's definitely that has everything.
Well, thank you, Katie and Nikki, for our chat and coming on to the show. Very interesting, and I enjoyed having you on the Buzzer Pod.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please share this episode with others and post about it on social media. To catch all the latest from The Buzzer and upcoming shows, you can follow us on Instagram at The Buzzroll Media and on Twitter at The Buzzer Indie. Catch you at the pod next episode, On Air Indie, from iPad to yours over the airways. Subscribe feeds at thebuzzerpod.com. Cheers.